It's different, especially out of practice, but it's going to be football. Once we get on the field, I'll have my matchups. I assume it will be Joe Hayden, and I think it'll be a good battle. I'm looking forward to it.
What's it like having Charles Johnson go over to the Browns? I know you signed Seneca and told Zine before the Niners game. What's that dynamic like?
I actually didn't think about it one time. I think when he first went over there, everyone thought of it, you know, ironic, I guess, but to me, they're not going to sign someone and put him on active roster just for one game. I mean, so they saw something in Charles and what they liked, and that's probably why they did it.
And then it's not that game.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Jordy, is there, as an offense, do you feel pressure that you're dealing with how short-handed you are, or do you guys just sort of think business as usual? I mean, what's the vibe like all week long, given the situation?
I think it's going to be business as usual. I know some guys, I mean, we need, obviously some guys are going to make a little bit more plays. I mean, if you look at Jared and Miles, I mean, they're going to have more opportunities, so they might feel, you know, the typical nerves and pressure of, you know, the first game, and first true game for both of them. So, but once you get on the field, I mean, a lot of the veterans, it's going to be your one-on-one matchup. And when you're out there playing, you know, I'm going to be worried about the DB, not where's James and Randall. So once you get out there, it's going to be football, and I think we'll be fine.
Or in your case, you think it'll be a lot of one-on-two matchups?
I don't. I honestly don't. Watching the film, the way they've played, they mix up their coverage. But, I mean, they believe in Joe Hayden, the type of DB that he is. And, I mean, I can see why. And so I expect it. I mean, they'll mix up their coverage. I mean, they'll play a little bit of everything. But I don't think it'll be severe double teams at all.
With the injury situation, what's it like to have the luxury of a solid running game? You haven't always had that in the past, but you have it now when maybe you need it.
It's big, and it's big with and without the injuries, to be honest with you. We've enjoyed it, and we're going to lean on it probably a little bit more, you know, for these next few weeks until we get guys back healthy. But, you know, the guys up front have done a great job. Running backs, all three of them have done a great job of finding the holes and getting those yards, and it's been great to have it, and it's only going to make our offense better.
What have you thought of Miles and Jarrett this week in practice? And have you given them advice? Have they come to you for advice?
I try, but I don't know how much advice I have. But it's just football. Those guys have played before. I mean, the big thing is just to keep them calm. Don't, you know, they're going to have a lot of energy, probably a lot of nerves, especially someone like Miles who hasn't been on the field since preseason. So, but just got to keep them calm. Let them, you know, just go out and play football. Do what they do. They'll be fine, but I mean, we'll be talking throughout the whole game probably, and you know, ask them what they're seeing and what they're thinking and how they're feeling, and just go from there.
I know obviously you want to score every time you get out on the field, but extra pressure to make your drives longer, score every time because the defense is so thin.
I guess. I mean, I think that's the joy of the run game. It runs the clock a little bit, mm-hmm. and allows the defense to sit on the sideline as much as they can. But yeah, just as an offense period, we need to get better in the red zone. We need to finish drives. We need to get touchdowns. Quit hurting ourselves. I mean, I started last week with a drop, so I mean, we were moving the ball well until I did that and kind of just killed the drive as a whole. So we just got to continue to work at it and keep moving forward.
Jordy, I know the preseason's dumb and we can't draw any conclusions from that, but you saw a lot of Joe Hayden last year. What do you remember? I was getting to something. What do you remember from that matchup?
A lot. To be honest with you, yeah, it's great to have those games and a feel for the way he played. And like you said, it's preseason, so he might play differently. But it's just great to have that knowledge. I mean, you can see it, and you can remember what he did against you and how it felt, and then watch film and you know kind of confirm that. Like, okay, that's what he, you know, kind of still doing, or that's what he does do. So it's just great to have that knowledge, and you know, hopefully we can put it to use.
I guess it was only two or three drives you had in that game, but did he kind of shadow you around, or was he on a side for that game?
No, I don't think he shadowed me. I think it just happened. I think we were in no huddle, I'm guessing, both games. And when we get in no huddle, you line up on that side, you stay on that side. So I just was able to get a lot of reps against him.
I just remember last year from that game, you had a near touchdown in the game last year, and then Aaron kind of had like a smile and showed on TV, and then they went right back to you over him. What do you remember from that exchange?
It was actually, it turned out to look like similar plays, but it's two completely different plays and two completely different coverages. So, but it was, again, it was, I remember the touchdown and everything and the situation, like you said, but you can only take so much from it.
But you're preparing for him to kind of be your
shadow?
I do.
I'll be shocked if he's not. and just based off film study and what they've done in other games, especially with Randall and James being down.
These last 2 weeks, games have been tight. How much easier can you make it on yourselves if you score touchdowns in the red zone?
A lot. Add 4 points to every field goal, and it'll become a lot easier. So, but it's, I mean, it's going to be part of the game, and I mean, it's not a bad thing to be put in these situations. It could help us down the road. You look at last week with the long 4-minute drive that we had to kill the clock, and guys stepping up, able to run the ball, gain first downs, make a big pass play and in the game. I mean, that's what we want to do, and we want to have, you know, kind of that pressure and that load on us.
So there's a benefit to being able to win in different ways.
You can find positives in everything. Obviously, like you said, we'd rather have the touchdowns and, you know, have a comfortable lead and get it over with, but I mean, it's not a bad thing to be put in those situations, because especially come playoff times, you're going to be in tight games, and we got to be able to execute and win them.
You, Aaron, and JerMichael are going to be the vets out there. Any side conversations about your demeanor in the huddle? Obviously, these young guys are going to make mistakes. Staying positive, do you guys get together?
Not really. I mean, there's only so much can be said in the huddle. I mean, we got a short period of time. Aaron's going to call a play, and we got to get out and run it.
But any side conversations this week with him?
No, it's been business as usual. I mean, these guys, I mean, someone like Boykins, he's been around. He knows what he needs to do. Miles, he's a very confident kid. And, I mean, in our room, we've had some conversations. I had a quick one with him, you know, yesterday during practice. And just, and it's nothing too big. I mean, it's just, you know, this is your opportunity. And don't screw it up. No. Just go out and have fun and enjoy it. A lot of us, you know, didn't think we, you know, might not be here or period. And it's just, go do what you do. And it's, I mean, it's as simple as that. Just go do your job, and when you get the opportunity to make the play, make the play.